Morning. I give my love to each and every one of you this morning. I'm full of emotions this morning because I don't feel worthy. Lord has to chime me sometimes to just go on and do it, whether you're worthy or not, whether you feel whatever you feel. Just bow our heads, dear Lord. We humble our hearts before you today, thanking you, Lord, for your mercies. We ask you to anoint your word. Have your way, dear Lord. We're only an earthen vessel. In Jesus' name, amen. You write this for me. Write on the board for me. Two words. That. I was thinking about the thought is thy word, which is God's word. And I want us to think of God's word maybe in a little different way, and yet maybe not. But sometimes we can look at the Word of God kind of like a set of rules that we have to follow. But I feel like the Lord wants us to look at His Word as something dear and precious. In Psalms, in the 119, there's many references to the Word of God there. And we want to look at verse 140. You know, the enemy of our soul tries to hinder us from reading God's Word. He makes us busy. Some people say, I don't understand it. And he'll do all kinds of things to keep us from reading the Word of God because he knows the value of it. He knows, but he wants us not to realize the value or the importance of the Word of God. I know I might not, you may not feel like this is something that urgent, but I do. Because it speaks to our eternity. It has to do with our success. It has to do with our perspective in life. It has to do with our communication and understanding of God and who He is. And so the enemy doesn't want that. He doesn't want us to take time to read. He does. Some people probably think it's boring, but it's rich. It's a treasure. It's like a hid treasure that You know, all of us, I believe everybody, if you give them treasures, they'll love it, some kind of treasure, especially valuable treasure. And this is a treasure that's more valuable than anything you could attain in this world. It's light. It's understanding. It's just who we can become. It's God. It's an understanding of God and what he is to us and what he means to us and what he's done for us. All we get and understand of God, we get it through the word of God. And so we want to be challenged to value it. Not have these Bibles up on the shelf collecting dust or sitting around just collecting dust, but there for us to just enjoy and to get great pleasure in. And so let's go to 119 and 140. Someone read that one small little verse. Listen to that. That word is very pure, and therefore thy servant loveth it. How much of us can say we just love the word of God? Just can't hardly get enough of it. Just when we wake up in the morning, we want to open it up and see what good treasure we have for today. This is what the Lord wants us to do. The psalmist David got a hold of that. He got a hold to it. When you read about in Psalms, you find that he just cherished the word of God. This is what the Lord wants us to do. We have a treasure in our hands. Some of us don't even realize what a treasure we have. But thank God for it. He's given to us. Let's value it. Now, I want to talk about a little practical thing. We do not know what's happening in our world will happen in the next few years. We don't know if our Bibles will be taken away from us. But we want to do all we can to get as much of it in us as we can. You young people, memorize these scriptures. It's harder for us older ones, but memorize them. Get them. They can never take it out of your heart and out of your mind. It's precious. So, I agree with the psalmist because I feel this is where I feel about the word of God. It's pure. It's not something tainted. Sometimes people get books and in the books they may have some good things and some bad things, but in the word of God it's all pure. Let's love it. Let's cherish it. Let's walk around with it in our hearts and our minds daily wherever we go. So it brings us light. Do you know we live in a dark time? A lot of deceptions are in the world. But we can get the truth from the word of God. We can get light. Maybe we might have a day when we are feeling down and look like everything's dark. Get the word. Read the word. Digest it. Let it be real. This be the walking word. You know we can be. We can so live that people can read the word through our lives. Yes. If we know it. If we cherish it. It can be such a part of us that when somebody sees us and they talk to us, it matches up with the word. Let's go to Psalms 119 and 103.
Better than honey to my mouth.
How sweet are thy words to my taste. Sometimes you can open up the word of God and there'll be something that God had for you for that very day, put a smile on your face. Maybe something you've been thinking about and you didn't hardly know what to do. And you read the word and it just light. Strength. The word of God is strength. It gives us strength to go on. Let's go to Psalms 19 and let's read verses 19 and 7 to 11.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
Thank the Lord. See how much we can get out of the Word of God? It lightens the eyes. We have no reason to be confused and not know the right way to go because God gives it to us in His Word. And so, let's cherish it. That's what this whole message is about, is taking the Word to a different level. From a book of rules, the Bible says I have to do it this way. You know, even when the Lord, His word crosses something that we think, we can still cherish it because it gives us light and the right way to go. Sometimes maybe we think, oh, it's okay to do certain things or maybe I can get by with this or that. And when we open our Bible and the Lord reveals light to us, we may not want to, but if we walk in that light, we will have peace and joy and contentment. There's so much we will get by following the Word of God. Let's go to Proverbs 2:1-5.
My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God.
Yes. See how important it is to seek the Word, because in the Word of God, we're going to know what the Lord's commandments are. And if we hide those in our heart and do them, we're going to find righteousness. We're going to find peace. We're going to find contentment. We're going to find understanding. And it's like gold. It's like silver. It's like a hid treasure. God has many blessings for us if we would just follow what He says in His words. Psalms 119 and verse 16. You might say, oh, that's just a simple little message. You know what? It'll be life. We want life. We want peace. We want help from God. We have it in His Word. It's just like a good meal. You know, I could name things that I really like to eat, and you can't. But you know, when we take this word and we read it and we eat it, we have a satisfied portion. Let's not allow the enemy to let us not realize the value of the Bible and the Word of God, because it makes life real. It makes the way of God real. That's how we find it, through His Word.
I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word.
See what he says? Psalmist David, he had a different attitude toward the word. In the days of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and Old Testament times, that those people had rituals and they did it. This is what God said. We're going to do it this way, and that way. But David had a different perspective on the word. Not just, okay, the law says do this, so we're doing this. The law said do that. He had a value. He put a different value on the word. Not this, if I don't do this, I'm going to die. Not like that. And we don't want to have that attitude toward the word. That, oh, I have to do it. If I don't do it, I'm going to hell and all that. That's true. We will. We won't succeed. But God wants us to look at living for Him in a different perspective and not just doing things because I have to do it. Some people do things because the saints say it. The saints said do this, the saints said. But we don't want to have that kind of attitude toward God or His Word. We want to have this longing for every bit of God. When you work all day and you're hungry, you come in, you want a good meal. The same thing with the Word of God. We want to long for it, like having a good meal, our favorite meal. And so I believe God wants us to understand just how to cherish His Word. The Word of God is eternal. It's eternal. It has to do with our eternity. Let's go to Isaiah 40 and 8.
Grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever.
See, all of these things that we put value in is just going to fade away. We can't take anything with us. If we gain a lot of money or a lot of things in the houses, the cars, the things in our house, beautiful things we might have, those things, we can't take it with us. But the Word of God is forever. We can take it with us when we leave here. It'll be who we are and a part of us, and that's what we want. Let's read Psalms 119 and 89.
Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
You know what? I'm thankful that the word of God is forever. And it's something solid that we can stand on. When the word tells us to do something and we do it, we can have confidence that God will work as he tells us to. And in his word are promises and things that we can get a hold to, that we can benefit from. It's so much we can get from his word. If we can get life, we can get light. We can get understanding. We know which way to go through his word. In Psalms 119, I don't remember the verse, it says, thy word is the light unto my feet, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. We don't have to walk in darkness because the word of God will give us light and which way to go. Through his word, we get help. We get strength. We get encouragement. All of this we get out of the Word of God. So let's go to Proverbs 2 and verse 6, read 6 through 12. The Word of God is our help.
For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things.
Yes. So we get wisdom through God's word. We'll have no excuse of being, I didn't know, I didn't understand, because God, if we read his word, he's going to make it plain to us the right way to go. I'm thankful for the word of God today, and I hope that you can get a little bit of encouragement to take out the dusty Bible and read it and meditate on it and love it. Like David said, he loved it. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3 and 16. The Word of God, what does it do for us? How does it help us?
All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
That the man of God, go and read the next
That
one.
The man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
So see, we take the Word of God gives us, our doctrine is based on the Word of God. If somebody asks you, well, what you believe, you can tell them that what I believe is founded on the Word of God. If the Word of God says to do it, that's what I do. If the Word of God says not to do it, that's what I don't do. We can use this instead of saying, well, my church teaches this, that, and the other. Let's point people to the Word of God so they'll know the right way to go. And then We can draw them to God, and God then can draw them to our church. Other words, you know, help them to come. But let's put the Word of God out there so that they'll know this is the way to go. And God will help each individual soul that way. You know, the Word of God is our defense. Let's go to Ephesians 6 and 17. When the enemy comes up against us, we have the Word of God to fight the enemy with.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
So I should have read maybe before then, but let me see. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth. What's true? Thy word is true. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. See, the enemy wants to throw darts at us, but you know, we have the word of God to fight him with, and take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Jesus did that. The enemy, when he was tempted, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he used the word of God to fight the devil off. And we can do the same. So the word of God is our comfort. It gives us peace. It gives us light and understanding, but it also gives us a defense against the enemy. Let's go to Psalms 119 and 87. Thank the Lord that we have his word, and his word is going to work for us if we will take it in, if we will cherish it, if we will honor it, if we will believe it, if we will obey it.
They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts.
See? You can almost be destroyed. But if you have the word of God, God will keep you from being destroyed. I appreciate the word. I hope that you get a little bit out of this to encourage you and inspire you to love the word of God. Not just do it like I have to do it, but something I love to do. You know, I have my grandchildren, I love them. But if I ask them to do something, I love the one, I enjoy one that is glad to do it. They, you know, you say, go clean up the kitchen. And they just go and do it, and they love to do it. That gives you great pleasure. Do you know that's what the Lord wants us to do? He doesn't want us just to, well, I have to do the I have to thing. But he wants us to love his word. And then, do you know when you love in the word, you love in Jesus? Because Jesus is the word. We say we love Jesus. But how can we love Jesus if we don't really love and cherish the word of God? He was the word made flesh. So we need to just cherish it. And let's go to our responsibility. And all of us know what our responsibility is. I believe all of us know that it's to what? To obey, right? Let's go to Luke 11 and 28.
But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it.
See? Bless. We're going to be blessed if we hear the word of God and keep it. In James 1 and 25, it says, let me see. If you get it before me, that would be good. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. So if we obey the word of God, if we hear it and we do it, God is going to bless us. And I want to finish with this scripture in Jeremiah that just was so precious to me, 15 and 16.
Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts.
Don't you know that's what we want to do? We want his word to be a joy and the rejoicing of our heart. And not think of it as just something that's going to take some time away from what we need to do. But we want it to be something just like a good special meal that we just enjoy eating. Pray for me that I'll be faithful to the Lord, and I hope that each of you will get a good taste of how wonderful the Word of God is.